you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to Him in song. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Monday, February 20th. It's going to be a testimony Monday, listening friend. I'm glad you're tuned in. Hopefully you had a nice weekend. You attended church and God spoke to you in various ways. And remember, you're His ambassador today. You can go into this hurting world and bring that redemptive message. You can be an encouragement. You can be kind and loving. You can be praying for your neighbor and serving in various ways. And you're going to learn one way of possibly getting involved here in the Springfield area, maybe as one of those ambassadors, those people that help the law enforcement through the chaplain program. So we'll talk a little about that. But my special guest on kind of this Testimony Monday is Springfield Police Chief Ken Scarlett. He's served here for a number of years, and I'm just getting to know him. I've heard so many good things about him, and he's spoken at the BMIC, the Businessmen in Christ Breakfast, some months back, and I saw a video on him and was really impressed. And some people, even some law enforcement that I've met here in the Springfield area, said he's a great chief. He cares about people. He wants this community to be known as a safe community, a welcoming community. He attends the West Side Church, and he's been married to the beloved Tracy for 23 years.
In May, it'll be 23
in May.
Years.
Oh, case coming up. You have two daughters that I guess are very athletic, and when I asked you some of the things you enjoy, you like watching them run and play basketball. You've been in this community for a lot of years, but the only thing is you've only held down one full-time job. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, how our listeners can be praying for you, but I appreciate you carving out the time, busy schedule. I know you have hundreds of officers that you oversee and are in the process of training. And so we started with this verse out of Psalm 28, the Lord is my strength and my shield. I like that shield because, you know, with your badge, you know, that's a shield. But because you're a follower of Jesus, I think we can take great hope in knowing that the chief of police here in Springfield really cares not only about people's safety, but about their eternal destiny, their relationship with God, that they can thrive as they accept and follow Jesus and know that God cares. So give us a little of your testimony, and we're going to talk a little about some of the challenges and also the great blessings that you have as being the chief.
Well, Mark, thanks for that wonderful introduction, and I certainly appreciate the opportunity to come and speak. And yeah, I have been blessed with the opportunity to lead the Springfield Police Department. I've been in this position for a little over a year now as the chief of police. However, spent almost 25 years now with the Springfield Police Department. And that's what I continue to look forward to as the chief of police, is the opportunity to serve and protect the citizens of Springfield.
Now, as I was doing a little show prep and I listened to one of your talks, you talked about being in this position because God led you this way. Now, you had a father that modeled and was involved in the police force for many years, but you as a young child had like a, I don't know if you'd say an inkling or a desire or a passion or a calling. So maybe talk about that.
Yeah, I'd love to. And to your point, that's what I would call it. It is a calling, a noble calling. And I think a majority of individuals that get into a law enforcement career, God places that calling upon their heart. And that's what I felt really as a young child. My father retired after 30 years with the Illinois State Police. So growing up, that's really what I knew and heard about most was law enforcement. And, you know, it was his mentorship that really led me in this direction, and his mentorship along with that calling placed upon my heart. Mm-hmm. So I knew very early on what it was that I wanted to do and how I thought I could serve people. I didn't know necessarily what God had in store for me over the next 25 years, but here we are.
Now, I know you attend Westside Church, and I think it's been your home church for many years. Growing up, you were involved in the youth group, and then I think you went away to college, but was it at Westside Church that you met Tracy?
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah, Westside is my church home. As far back as I can remember, I've attended Westside. Granted, it's been at several different locations over the years, but yeah, I consider Westside my church home, and it was, you know, one of those youth group experiences in high school where a mutual friend of my wife and I's introduced us, and that would have been, you know, my junior year in high high school, 1993, and really we have been together ever since.
Hmm. Was it at the church that you learned about God and that faith journey? Was it through your father or parents? What seasoned your heart to the point where you said, I need Jesus, that he was more than just this great Bible figure, this character, or God's son? He was somebody that I needed to claim as Lord and Savior.
Yeah, so my parents are both devout Christians, and mm-hmm. so that's you know, how I was born and raised in the home was through the work of Christ. And it was really through Westside experiences, whether it be mission trips that we mm-hmm. took, but also you know, high school youth group camps out at Lake Springfield Christian mm-hmm. Assembly. There are a lot of great memories that I have, maybe not one that I can pinpoint, but a lot of those memories that really, as I would say, set me up for success in the Lord.
Now, as you progressed and went to college and started studying and felt, if you will, that calling towards the police force, did God emphasize that, or did you have like the impression, you know, I can serve the king, I can serve the kingdom in law enforcement?
Yeah, I think that really happened when I got hired. And again, I was a youngster. I was 21 years old when I got hired with the Springfield Police Department. And I found out very early, once I began to serve in that role of the protector of citizens of Springfield, I found out very early that God had placed me there. And it was an opportunity to not only do my job as a law enforcement officer, but also to do my job as a Christian as well, to minister to others.
I know some time back you attended an FCA meeting and you were quoted as saying something that really struck you that you never really thought about or thought much about, but it was basically, it's not who you are, but whose you are. Talk a little about that.
Well, I think it's important to stay grounded regardless of where we are in life. You know, oftentimes for selfish reasons, we want to look to ourselves to say, I have accomplished all these great things in life. But really, it's God that put us in the position that we're in. Sometimes we don't get to know why he put us there, but God has a reason and a calling for all of us. So I think it's important to stay grounded as the chief of police and recognize that God put me here. That's because of his calling. That's because of his mission that I'm here. And regardless of where life takes me, I need to remember that I am his.
Yeah, it's so great. It's not who you are. Now, there is some value in recognizing you have gifts and talents and abilities. But when we start thinking, oh, I've self-generated these, I'm skilled in that way, look at these skill sets or whatever, and pride enters in, you're taking a road that's not the best. But when you recognize God is the one that's entrusted you with these gifts, he's given you these abilities, and he wants to work in and through you, then you can find true success.
Yeah, and I think those are conversations that I have with God actually every morning on my drive into work. Is I like to thank God for giving me the opportunity each and every day, whatever that looks like, where it leads me, you know, that I just ask for his blessing upon me, and I thank him for the gifts that he's given me.
Well, that would lead me to ask for our listeners tuning in, maybe it's the first time they've heard from you or are thinking, well, I live over in this area. I need to be praying for my chief of police, for law enforcement, for those that, you know, my brother used to be a firefighter, and you know, I say, I fight fires and save lives. That was his kind of tagline. You do very much the same. But the police force, because of politics, because of media, has sometimes gotten a bad rap. And in every occupation, there are always some that aren't the most ideal. But how could the listener maybe specifically pray for you and the Springfield law enforcement, or for their community law enforcement and those that serve in this way?
Yeah, I think to answer that question, I think it's important to understand that here at the Springfield Police Department, a major role of not only the command staff, but also the officers out there is community engagement, building those relationships with key stakeholders in our communities, from various social organizations and groups to schools to faith-based organizations is extremely important. And, you know, so if I were to ask for specific prayers, it would be prayers of engagement, prayers of opportunity, you know, that the law enforcement here in Springfield, you know, has the opportunity not only to serve and protect, but also to, you know, witness to others who may need to understand what it means to be a Christian.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I'm hoping, and one of the reasons I wanted to have you on today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Monday edition, is to see in the coming days, I'm not exactly sure when, but I'd love to have one of these things that I've heard about, like coffee with the cop or coffee and donuts with the cop, where you can engage with people, especially like with children that might be frightened or have heard rumors like, oh, stay away from the policemen or whatever, so that they can see the human side, that you're caring, that you can have coffee, or for the senior that just wants to sit down and ask some questions or maybe have some wonderments about how things work, or can we really go 4 miles over the speed limit and not get ticketed? You know, some ways of just sitting down, and I'm hoping to host one such gathering in the coming days here, and we'll be announcing it over the air. But talk maybe a little about the human side of the officers, that really they want to help, they want to serve, they want to be a vehicle to bring the community together.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, it's about that noble calling that's been placed upon our heart. And law enforcement encompasses so many jobs and opportunities that it's not just simply enforcing laws. It's about that community engagement. It's about building trust with our community members. And events like you mentioned, Coffee with a Cop, those are opportunities to have real conversations with people, for individuals to see us, you know, beyond just law enforcement officers. One thing I like to say, and I'll be speaking to a group of school children later on this afternoon, is underneath this uniform and this badge is a real life guy who's a father, as you mentioned, that has two daughters. And it's important that kids, adults, seniors, people of all ages recognize that law enforcement, we are human beings out here serving a purpose.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say maybe are some of your favorite aspects of this position or the job of law enforcement, and maybe some of the most challenging?
Well, I think some of my favorite aspects, again, are the opportunity to engage with community members, events such as this. I love speaking about my story and what led me to where I am today. I think those are great aspects. To be able to reach individuals and share experiences, I think it's extremely important. And just as importantly, from a law enforcement perspective, one of the greatest aspects is the ability to keep people safe, right? I mean, that's really a lot of what this job is about as well. So when we can tout the great things that we're doing as a law enforcement organization, that's awesome. From a challenge perspective, clearly, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in this nation as it pertains to law enforcement, and oftentimes we that wear the uniform are grouped in the same bucket, and so it's oftentimes difficult for us to step outside of what's being, you know, portrayed throughout the nation. But I think that's when we build these trust opportunities with the community, that's what begins to get us towards the right step. You know, there are other challenges in this position as far as recruitment and retention of officers, and it's important that we have a stable workforce because, you know, we need to have officers that can go out and answer the calls on a daily basis.
Now, in case you just tuned in and you're in the middle of driving and you're tuned into one of the 19 frequencies on this network and you're unfamiliar with, now, what's going on here? Well, this is the morning edition of Mark and Friends. It's also re-aired at 7:32 p.m. And I have to say Central Time because we have a lot of Indiana listeners. But with me in the studio here at our Springfield studio is Springfield Police Chief Ken Scarlett. He's served on the force here for a number of years. He's been married to his beloved wife, Tracy. They have two daughters. If you missed a portion of this broadcast or want to listen to it again or send it to a friend, stop by wluj.org, wluj.org, or greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. You can listen anytime under the Mark and Friends tab. But on the show prep sheet where I asked you some questions, you put, never did I imagine one day having the opportunity to lead the police department of the capital city of Illinois. Being here in Springfield where there's a lot of congressmen, a lot of activities, and the state capitol, we look out our window, it's just a few blocks away. That must sometimes feel like when you put on your uniform and get ready for the day, wow, God, you have me here in the state capital of Illinois serving in this way. And as you mentioned, you pray up each and every day, Lord, you know, help me do my job to the best of my ability, help me interact with people. But tell us a little about the force, because it's a lot of officers and support staff. I mean, it takes a whole bunch of you to pull it off.
Yeah, you bet. That's 100% right. And I guess I would lead by saying, I know that God has a sense of humor for the fact that he put me in this position. Yeah. And sometimes I laugh at him, and I'm sure he laughs at me for, you know, some of the stuff that I may say or do. But yeah, I've been blessed with this opportunity. This is certainly nothing I ever imagined as a young kid. Really what I wanted to do was get into law enforcement and serve and protect, and I've had the opportunity to advance my career thanks to God and all the great things that he's done for me. So the Springfield Police Department, government. Yeah, we have about 255 sworn strength. We're currently operating at about 235. We're in the process of hiring and looking to get to that solid number. We do a lot of great things within our community, from field operations to the investigations division and beyond. We have special units such as the neighborhood police officer unit. You'd mentioned Officer Cody Musson. He's one of our neighborhood police officers. A great guy. We have officers in the schools as school resource officers and a lot of other great opportunities for those that want to serve and protect. It's a great force. The one thing I always tell people is it's just big enough where you can experience all sorts of opportunities within the agency, but not too big to where everyone doesn't know everyone's name. And that's what makes us a big family.
I wrote down a word, and those that have tuned in to Mark and Friends for any period of time, they know I always have a pen in my hand, and when something strikes me or a verse comes up or a thought or a concept, you said 250-plus sworn strength. I've never heard that before. Explain that.
Maybe that's a law enforcement term that we use, like authorized strength. You know, what is our, when it comes to budgetary season, how much money is in the budget for X amount of officers? So the city council and the mayor have authorized the Springfield Police Department to have 255 officers. And when I say sworn, those are the men and women that wear the uniform and go out and answer calls for service. We also have civilian. So, you know, that's the difference would be civilian strength, manpower numbers, and then the sworn numbers.
And those would be some that answer phones and obviously clerical and support staff. And so how many are involved also behind the scenes helping in various ways?
Sure. So we have 30 civilian individuals that work for our agency as well, from various, do you mention, from answering phones, support staff, to our records section, evidence section, all sorts of places.
Now, we talked earlier off air. I was intrigued by how could we support law enforcement and encourage listener involvement. And you said, well, there is like a chaplain program. And I said, oh, I have some friends that do that in the Champaign-Urbana area. So how could somebody get involved or really has a heart to serve? Is there part-time roles? What does a chaplain do? Or maybe you have other ideas.
Yeah, I'd like to really kind of explain the entire, what we're calling our holistic wellness program. And that was one thing when I took over as chief that I wanted to make sure that we really got up and running was our wellness program, which includes mental health, spiritual health, financial health, physical health, all those aspects for our officers to ensure that, you know, they were in the best place of mind when it comes to doing the job. So one of those avenues, as you mentioned, is our chaplain program. We have three essentially part-time volunteer chaplains right now that are praying for us on a daily basis and serve in the capacity that, you know, in the event we have critical incidents in our community, we can always contact the chaplains and they'll provide a resource, whether that be to our officers, and just as importantly, to the citizens that we serve.
Now, I know some people, they ride with the police officer. I don't know if that's part of the chaplain program or sometimes just to have an experience. Is there something where, I don't know if it's a non-threatening, they can only certain hours, or is there anything where somebody that wants to get more involved and understand all that you do?
Yeah, so we have a ride-along program.
Okay, it's called a ride-along?
It is called a ride-along program, yeah. And there's an application that you have to complete, and that's available on our website. But I would encourage anyone that has a desire to either do this job or understand what it is we do to ride along. I think those opportunities really open people's eyes to what real-world law enforcement looks like. Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes we may see what happens on TV when it comes to law enforcement movies and whatnot. I'm sure most of your listeners recognize that's not real world law enforcement. So yeah, I would encourage anyone to ride along. It certainly would open people's eyes to what it is we do. If folks are interested in that ride along program, or quite frankly, just learning more about the Springfield Police Department, I would encourage them to go to our website, which is springfield.il.us. And then you'll have an opportunity to select the police tab and learn more about our agency.
And that's springfield.il.us, springfield.il.us. And all of us can take an active role praying for those law enforcement members in our community and around the nation for that matter. God is using them and can work in and through them. Their desire and passion is to bring safety and clarity and community and to assist in various ways. You know, it's a very dangerous job. And I'm sure your wife, Tracy, every day you go out the door, in this fallen, sick, sin-filled world, there's no guarantees. There's no guarantees in any job or any position, but when you're in law enforcement, things can happen, and there can be violent criminals, there can be accidents, there can be a lot of different things. So I'm sure Tracy would appreciate prayers on your behalf and on behalf of all those in law enforcement and those in public safety and those that assist in so many different roles.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And I'd be remiss, since you mentioned my wife, if I didn't speak to her and to the many talents that she has and the fact that she is really the glue that's held our family together and that ensures that our relationship with Christ is of the utmost importance. And I'm blessed to have her, as you mentioned, almost 23 years of marriage. We were high school sweethearts and been together for quite a long time. But she certainly recognizes the importance of sort of being the matriarch of the family. And Tracy has been instrumental in the relationship building with my two daughters and their relationship with Christ. And it says a lot about not only her character, but her faith and the kind of woman that she truly is.
And I think one of your daughters, Sterling, isn't she the track athlete? And is she going to have scholarships or something? Should we be looking for her name in the lights in the coming days?
Well, we'll see what happens. She's a senior this year at Sacred Heart Griffin High School. They're getting ready to begin their track season, and she already has next year's track season lined up. She was offered an opportunity to run at Murray State down in Murray, Kentucky. So after this year, she'll be headed down to Murray State.
Well, thank you, Springfield Police Chief Ken Scarlett, for carving out time today. And I hope in the coming days, listening friend, we're going to have some meet and greets with some of the police, law enforcement staff here, maybe with some donuts and coffee, and just to get to know them, to engage, maybe have some questions, or maybe just want to meet the officers that patrol this area or around town. And so we'll have more details about that, inviting the chief back and maybe some of his officers and others that can spend some time with you over some coffee. We'll have some donuts here and just be listening for details in the days ahead. But thank you for carving out time on today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And Lord willing, tomorrow on Testimony Tuesday, we're going to have Pastor Brian Mills from the EV Church here in Springfield to share a little of his faith journey and testimony. But thank you, Chief Scarlett, for being available. And I do pray that our blessings will not only hold you up, but all the police chiefs, the law enforcement officers throughout our state, throughout the country for that matter, well, throughout the world. Let's pray for these caregivers that have been called to a very unique role to help us and to provide safety and to help us follow the law. So we'll be praying you up in the days ahead.
Well, Mark, I thank you for the opportunity to join. And more importantly, I thank God for this opportunity that he's blessed me with.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and the Springfield Police Chief Ken Scarlett with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.